Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God forgives and forgets. According to Reddit.com, the Federal Bureau of Investigation keeps a file on every person in the United States. But thanks to the Privacy Act, you can see the contents of your file if you send the FBI a written request. So if you want to find out if the feds have anything on you, simply write them and they'll send you the first 100 pages of your file for free. That's right, the first 100 pages. Yikes. Look, none of us want files kept of our sins and shameful deeds. That's why it's so wonderful to read in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. In Isaiah 43, God Himself says, "I'm the one who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more." If we confess our sins to God, He throws our file away. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide. And we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money, located in the Peppertree Shopping Center.
Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates in auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Okay, Tennessee season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering at Granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there. High around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state, and that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Okay, so let's look at the bright side today. You see it?
No.
I don't know where I'm at, actually. It's happy hour. I'm Greg, my Tomalike sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
From two election cycles ago.
Please clap.
Ladies and gentlemen. Man, I am whacked.
Today. Yeah.
I am just whacked.
I'm a little tired as well.
Baumhauer's after the show. There were a few things I wanted to see play out last night before I tried to go to sleep. It was well past midnight. This morning came awfully fast. And I took a hard nap today till 1:45, which I think is a new record. That's very late for me.
Wow.
And I was particularly interested in Florida. I would have been very depressed if Gillum had won and Rick Scott had not made it to the Senate. And I think those have been called, right?
The Rick Scott-Nelson race will though be a recount because it's within that margin.
Really?
Yeah, Nelson called for the recount, but it's every right to call for it. It was that close.
But the question I have is, why was it that close? What the hell? And this is the thing I just don't understand. Now, I know that a lot of those votes yesterday were driven by just hatred of Donald Trump, people who in many cases hate him because the media hates him and never lets him alone for 30 seconds. So I'm amazed that, his approval's over 10%, and we didn't lose all the seats that were up yesterday, as it was. Some significant gains in the Senate. It would be a tragedy if somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg was too ill to serve, and she had to be replaced. Maybe we'll get one or two. We wouldn't have to worry about the nonsense we saw with Kavanaugh. In fact, Kavanaugh, I think, got some of those people elected yesterday. Every senator that voted for Kavanaugh won. And every senator that voted against him that was up in a red state lost. So that had a very definite lingering effect. Today, Jeff Sessions resigns. I couldn't have been less surprised by any piece of news. And while I've seen some... thank you, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, for... I mean, he's been good on immigration, I guess, but the one thing I cannot shake is that email we got from a former staffer who said, and I'm quoting, throw him under the bus, he's deep state. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't get any examples to support that statement, but the opinion meant something because of from whom it came.
Sure.
So I just can't arbitrarily dismiss that as an angry former staffer or whatever. This is somebody who would not bullshit me. And I haven't been able to shake that ever since.
Well, and I'll just say from my quick look across the social medias, so Jeff Sessions doesn't have a lot of friends. He really doesn't, because a lot of conservatives have turned on him, given his role and what it's been in the Trump administration.
Well, put Kurt Gowdy in there. Not Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy.
Yeah, we need a dead baseball announcer in the AG's office. Jesus. Told you I was tired. Put Trey Gowdy in there. Put a tiger in your tank.
Well, for now, it'll be Matthew Whitaker.
Who the hell's that?
He was the chief of staff for the Department of Justice. And I believe Chuck Schumer and several other Democrats are already calling on Whitaker to recuse himself, because in the summer of 2017, summer of last year, Mr. Whitaker, before he was chief of staff for the Department of Justice, gave an interview to CNN, and he said, potentially not me, but Trump could do a recess appointment if Session resigns, and the new AG could, you know, maybe not stop the Mueller investigation outright, but he could shrink their budget out of existence.
They've spent $20 million. Mm-hmm. On what? On what? Where's the limitation on how far they can go? Part of the problem is Sessions recused himself from this from the get-go.
In investigating, they spent the money on investigating this corrupt SOB of a president.
Yeah.
But let's not jump to conclusions.
Well,
we have to go through the process.
So does Senator Sessions return and run against Doug Jones in 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think. But, again, the thing, and we're going to talk to our friend D.B. Blackman here in just a minute. We're also going to do our Baumhauer's drawing. Don't forget, we're heading over there tonight. We can all commiserate after the show. Most of the heavy rain, by the way, has moved off to the east, so that should let up. We are going to give away a party-sized tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, and that will be coming up in just a moment. Our friends from Clark's are stopping by. They've got the Robotics Club here. I had to move their appointment back a little bit because of the election. We wanted to talk to Mr. Blackman since he was kind of our ad hoc consultant through this whole process. See what surprised him. I think he nailed the number of seats that would get picked up in the Senate, and there's still, you know, toss-ups. Like a fat ass next door here. She hasn't conceded.
No.
3/4 of an inch at my place. Okay. That's pretty heavy rain. That came rather quickly, too.
Yeah.
It didn't wake me up, though. I mean, that's how out I was today. But I'm feeling great now and ready for a good time this afternoon. If you have any need for outdoor maintenance equipment, mower, blower, pressure washer, whatever, remember our friends at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. now. They're winter hours. If you have really given your mower a long, hot summer, before you tuck it away, take it to Lewis Lawn, get it serviced. And when you put it in the shed or garage, when you're ready to use it next spring, it'll fire right up for you. Get the blade sharp and get it ready to go. Just a suggestion. Maybe you need a new one. The 2019 mowers are coming in, so Chad Sasser is motivated to move the 2018 product lines. So get yourself a good deal. Got a great team of people there, excellent customer service, and a full repair shop. to back up your purchase, your warranty really means something at Lewis Lawn. Plus, you know what? They're just, like, incredibly nice people. They've been a loyal sponsor of Free Speech and Talk Radio for a decade. So, next time you have a need, please consider them first. Lewis Lawn, their number is 244-9191, and they're open for another 43 shopping minutes. Again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This election year, you've heard a lot of campaign ads, negative ads, finger-pointing, mudslinging. But now it's all over. Now what will you do? Can we really afford to not be inundated with accusations and counter-accusations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? But there is hope. In a few short months, it will start all over again with the 2020 election. So don't despair, because before you know it, political ads will be back.
I'm a political advertising consultant, and I approve this message.
Well, they're already talking about 2020. Go ahead, give us a break, would you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. Everybody that called the show and gave us their name and birth date is qualified to win our Big Shot prize of a party-sized tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. Who's got the backseat?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
I hope you said spit there, young Jordan. All right, let's see who our winner is. You're pretty good at these kind of dramatics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, we really are putting this thing together out of spit and polish.
No, the fatigue. It's just...
Yeah, sure it is.
All right, the winning number this week is 16.
And the winner is Bad Axe.
Bad Axe.
Man. Well done.
That's one of the cooler handles.
That is a cool handle.
Our callers have adopted. So 16 is our winning number. And
all right.
You've got a week now to call us at 272-9228 and claim your prize. Now, everybody that, whose name wasn't drawn, remember, your name is in for our grand prize drawing at the end of this promotion, right around national championship game time. You'll win a $250 catered party from Baumhauer's if you're the winner. That is a pretty cool gift. Now, we're going to have a short segment here because we're going to talk to David Blackman at 3:30, and I want to get as much time with him as I can. Jim?
Afternoon.
What's up?
You know, I was thinking that Jeff Sessions would probably make a good senator. He's not totally disgusted with politics.
He would probably get reelected to replace Doug Jones, of course.
There's no doubt about it.
If he hadn't taken the AG's job, he wouldn't have had to go through all this crap to begin with. And then the recuse. I don't know. I don't care. It's 2 years away. I don't give a damn who's running for Senate in 2 years, if you want to know the truth. I don't care. I just went through freaking how many months of this and that and what's going to happen and who's running and investigations and bullcrap. I don't want to hear it.
No more.
Otherwise, everything is fine.
All I can say is sorry.
Well done.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, bye-bye.
Make him number one in the new Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing.
All right.
Jim H.
Ah, yes.
Not sure his birth date.
We know.
Now, honest to God, really, do we have to start worrying about who's going to run for frickin' Senate in 2 years? Please, give us a break. Tim. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Yeah, Tim, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Just wanted to give a shout out to one of your sponsors, Lewis Lawn, which I heard you advertise just a minute ago.
Oh! We really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Went in there the day before yesterday, made a significant purchase, and they were great. Outstanding service. Couldn't ask for any better.
Tim, I first want to thank you for choosing to give them a chance to earn your business. I'm glad you had a great experience. I can't say I'm surprised, but that's terrific. You know, that means the world to me when people choose to use the people that support this show. And they have been loyal to me for 10 years through thick and thin.
Firstly, they have earned a lifetime customer.
Great.
And I've been a long-time listener and a first-time caller, and I couldn't... I went there because of this show. Thank you.
You're the first. This is your first time calling us?
It is.
Wow. A visit with Lewis Lawn inspired you to pick up the phone and call. That's. I'm so grateful for that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I am so grateful for that. Thank you.
And thank you.
Can we put you in our Baumhauer Big Shot drawing?
Certainly. 11-9.
11-9. What did you get, by the way, if you don't mind my asking?
I bought an X-Mark mower, a blower, a weed eater.
Wow.
They did a great service. Great price. I couldn't ask for any better.
Well, again, my profound thanks. Thank you, Tim, and
happy birthday early.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You take care, my friend. Wow. I love that. That's one of those little moments on the phone.
You know,
Sparky got me to laugh.
Right.
And he made me smile big time.
Well, it's a crazy news day. You're working on very little sleep. I'm working on very little sleep. And yet, after those two calls, the show's going great. Plus, you look great today, Greg.
Stop with that.
I'm just going to tell the truth.
You're so full of beanie weenies. Jake.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Nah.
I'm with you. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and say hello and... thank you for everything y'all do, and see if I could please get entered into the
Of course, Baumhauer Jake. Big Shot. There's nothing wrong with calling for that purpose, and your month and date of birth is?
11/27, sir.
All right. You have a birthday coming up.
Hope you'll
come up to Baumhauer's and join us some night. Love to meet you.
I'd love to. Yes, same here. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. All right. It's been great so far.
Yeah.
And we've got a group of young people we've had in the studio before. They were scheduled to be on at 3:30. I had to bump them back a little bit because of the election yesterday. It didn't occur to me. And Mr. Blackman's available at 3:30. So he's going to be joining us in just a moment at 3:26. Let's get traffic and weather. And then we're back with David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, my sanctuary blog.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of stuff going on this afternoon. 65 North at the 163 in Lowndes County. There is an accident there. It's not back in traffic up too bad, but it is there, so be aware of that. Also, US 231, that's Troy Highway, at US 82. That one is back in traffic up some. 65 at 85, there's debris in the roadway. There's an accident at 2700 East Boulevard. Atlanta Highway at Cecil Lane, there's a disabled vehicle. And the same story with the disabled vehicle and street in front of Wendy's, the disabled vehicle there. So lots of stuff going on out there, and just a steady, nasty downpour of rain. So be very careful. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. President Donald Trump has fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump temporarily has appointed Sessions' Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker as Acting Attorney General. Before becoming AG, Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate. Trump had increased his attacks in recent months on Sessions and his handling of the Russia investigation. Alabama Republicans crushed Democratic hopes of building on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide in contested congressional races on Tuesday as Alabama maintained its status as an exceedingly tough territory for Democrats. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery at the Regions Bank on the Atlanta Highway. Police are searching for 60-year-old Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there, high around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state, and that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the latest tools from trusted brands, like Bosch Tools' cutting-edge Core 18-volt 4-amp-hour battery, which lets you keep all the power but lose the weight. And it works with all 18-volt Bosch tools, old and new. Plus, with early Pro Black Friday deals, now you can buy a Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit and get another select 18-volt Bosch tool free. That's over $100 in savings. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/11. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a
sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Well, there were many times last night as results were coming in where I was saying, holy shaving cream. And joining us now, my sanctuary blogger, that's what I call him, Mr. David Blackman from Texas, dbdailyupdate.com. David, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. What a perfect song to set up this election.
First of all, before we get into the election itself, I'd love your reaction on the resignation of Jeff Sessions.
Well, I'm just glad it finally happened. I really thought he was going to be a terrific attorney general when he was selected. He's been a man of integrity his whole life.
Yes.
I'm not really sure why he chose to recuse himself set himself up in such a position during his term in office. It's a shame. And hopefully his replacement, Mr. Whitaker, will be someone who can actually do the job.
When he was senator, he was a guest on our show frequently.
Yeah.
And I love the man personally. And when I heard he was going to be AG, I thought, great, immigration, things that he's been very, very passionate about. And then, like you said, the recusal, what? And then I got a letter from a staffer, and I'm only sharing this with you because it's just one note from somebody who was part of his inner circle who said, he's deep state. And I didn't get a lot of detail on that, but I was kind of surprised. I always saw him sort of independent of that. But she said, throw him under the bus. He's deep state. He's not Donald Trump's friend. So that's the only insight I've had. I've not talked to him since he's been AG. What do you think? He might come back here and run and take Doug Jones's unjustly won seat back from him?
Well, that'd be a heck of an upgrade, wouldn't it?
That'd be
wonderful.
Would.
If that were to happen.
Love to have him back in the Senate. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of sorry he left. Because that's what we got as a reward for that move. So let's talk about yesterday. Can we look at this as a plus and minus, a column of good, column of bad? I love the fact, because the Texas race with Hollywood sending $80 billion or whatever it was for the for their star child, Beto. I call him something else, but I won't use that word in your presence. But the last two letters end with off. It's a different version of the same name.
Yeah.
And he did not win, even in spite of that enormous fundraising. And Hollywood didn't really help anybody. The Taylor Swift memes last night were hilarious when Marsha Blackburn won.
Yeah, they
she
really
still
worked.
Picks the wrong men. And basically everybody that Barack Obama campaigned for lost.
Every single one of them. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
And, you know, with Beto, he not only had $80 million to spend, and about 80% of that was from out of state, he also had at least that much free media from the Texas news media and the New York Times and Washington Post with all these fawning articles on him. My God, here in Texas, all the major newspapers were actively campaigning for him. And so, even with all that, he still only managed to lose by 3 points here in Texas. And so,
yeah, that was a little closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really honestly believed ultimately he'd lose by 8 to 10 points. And so, color me crazy, right? So,
no, I honestly think that to some extent, the Beatomania thing worked because maybe some women or others that fell in love with whatever. That was enough to get them to go out and vote and make a difference. But fortunately, the state kept its head screwed on and kept Ted in the Senate, because I love the man. I have great respect for him.
Well, to all your listeners, he's fixing to be your problem now, because he's probably going to start running for president come January, so we're all going to have to worry about him then.
Yeah, somebody just mentioned that. All right, who's going to run? And I don't really want it. Think about that yet. It's too early. Now, we still got We still got a few races that haven't been officially determined. I guess Stacey Abrams hasn't conceded yet in Georgia.
Yeah.
The Scott Nelson race is still, I guess they have to do a recount there.
Yeah, that's kind of an automatic thing. I mean, Nelson could say no, forego it. But, from his perspective, he's had all these supporters and all these contributors, and it really wouldn't be fair to them for him to just say, let's give up. So I don't blame him for moving forward with that. Stacey Abrams, on the other hand, I do blame. She's lost, clearly, and she concede, but she's not going to.
And she had the Oprah monster there. She had Barack there. Going door to door. My goodness. In the meantime,
bringing donuts to the news media and all that stuff. Still didn't work out.
I again want to let our listeners know I'm talking to David Blackman. His website, dbdailyupdate.com, is recommended daily reading. And I call it my sanctuary website because when I need to get something straight, honest, with no BS, that's where I find it. And I've been on his website every day for months now, and I really, really look forward to your daily post. Tell me your biggest surprises from last night and your biggest disappointments.
Well, I have to tell you, my biggest disappointment just got announced here a couple hours ago, and that was John Tester pulling it out in Montana.
Oh, God.
I have no way to, quite honestly, no way at all to explain how the people of Montana could fall in love with such an oak. And that's what he is.
That's disappointing.
It's really disappointing. I don't understand it, but, I've never lived in Montana either. They don't understand Texas either, so not my place to judge. The biggest surprise to me was Mike DeWine winning the Ohio governor's race. There wasn't a single poll that had him in the lead. Really, in the last 2 months of the race, I didn't see a single one. Saw several women trailing by 10 or more. And lo and behold, he wins the race by 5 points, and Ohio still has a Republican governor, and so does Florida. That's huge for 2020.
The thing that makes me, that baffles me, though, they reelected Sherrod Brown in Ohio last
year. That's mystifying to me. And it was like 250,000 people voted for Sherrod Brown, the Democrat in the Senate race, and then switched to DeWine for the governor's race. What is that? Same thing's going on in Arizona. What is the appeal of Kyrsten Sinema?
I can't
imagine. 150,000 people would vote for the Republican for governor and then go vote for her.
Makes no
sense. Yeah, it's mind-boggling to me. And I follow that race pretty closely, and I don't see a single redeemable quality that person has, So I guess maybe I'm just too old to understand.
Oh, I don't think you're that old. what is the status of that race, by the way?
I think McSally has won it. There's 400,000 outstanding votes in Maricopa County, and another 100,000 in the neighboring county to the northeast that I'm not going to remember the name of, but that other county is a hardcore Republican county. Maricopa is basically a slightly Republican county.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got a 16,000 vote lead, and they're going to spend the next 10 days counting all those votes, I guess, is what Lindsey Graham thinks. But at the end, I think she'll win. I sure hope so. It's going to be a lot better. 54 Republicans is better than 53, and Mitch McConnell will be that much happier if she does pull it out.
Yeah, who Sinema reminded me of? She reminded me of a younger version of Christy Blasey Ford.
I actually had that same thought myself.
The vacancy sign was flashing on her forehead, I just did not... could not figure that one out. And she called her own constituents the meth lab of democracy.
Yeah. And they voted for her anyway. It's just extraordinary. I don't get it.
So given the... I saw today that in Reagan's first midterm, he lost seats in the House and gained one or two in the Senate. So from a historical standpoint, Trump did okay.
He did. Well, no, actually, he did incredibly well when you really look through history, because that Reagan first midterm was the only time in the last, I don't know, there may have been some time in the 19th century, but it's the only time since the 20th century where a president in his first midterm actually won seats in one house and lost in the other. Mm-hmm. And so to pick up what looks like, I guess, it's going to end up being 3 death seats in the Senate while you're losing 30 in the House is really a pretty good performance. And, you know, it's not ideal, but, you know, mainly because we're just going to have 2 years of nothing out of the House of Representatives but subpoenas and investigations.
I think we'll have a president that will challenge them on that, though. Let's get something
done for
the
people. Oh, yeah,
he
made that clear already today, didn't he?
Yeah, in no uncertain terms. And I think a couple of... I hope he has an ace or two up his sleeve, like, especially in something that might really motivate younger demographics in terms of maybe something with college loan debt. I'm not saying it should be forgiven. Maybe there's something that can be done that can make that burden a little bit easier. I'd like to see something...
Yeah.
Done in that regard.
You know, and I'm like you, I don't think it can be forgiven, but I have to tell you that the college loan business, if you really spend some time studying it, so many of these students are really, really victimized by predatory lending tactics in the financial industry. It's cruel, and it's not right, and the laws really do need to be revised on that.
And who was the genius that revised it?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah, him.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It made it easier for these people to really prey on these students. And, you know, you're preying on people who are 18 years old, just out of high school, very naive. It's, to me, as bad as preying on the elderly, which so many of them do as well. And,
we had a listener a couple of weeks ago. Remember, Joey? He called. He got a four-year degree, engineering, got a great job. I think he said he started at $80,000. And he can't afford to buy a house because he's got to pay $1,000 a month on student loans. That's terrible. I mean,
I worked with a guy at my last company that I worked for. Had just gotten out of college. He was an attorney, started at $60,000, and his student loan payment was twice what his rent payment was.
Man.
Yeah.
That's really obscene. Let's hope that the president, because I think he'll run again. And by the way, quick take in our last minute here. Who do you see emerging from this Democratic field that could be a legitimate challenge to Donald Trump?
Well, it's obviously Beto, right? No, just that's a joke. I think, you know, if his health holds out, my bet is on Joe Biden, just because that's how vacuous Democrat voters are.
Yeah.
And then maybe Kamala Harris. Just because she's, you know, she's attractive and from a big state, and you know she speaks well and looks good, and that's what Democrat voters are looking for.
Yeah, they really dig deep into the character of that.
It's insulting, but you look at history, and it's absolutely true.
But Kamala Harris wouldn't be known to anybody if she hadn't slept with the mayor of San Francisco, right?
That's what I hear.
Willie Brown, whatever.
Willie Brown, yeah.
May I invite you back in a couple of weeks?
Oh, I'll come back anytime.
I really enjoy our conversations. And again, your blog is outstanding. It's dbdailyupdate.com. I urge you to bookmark it and look at it, at least if not daily. You can always go back and look at previous blog entries. You're going to learn. You're going to appreciate it. You're going to feel smarter for reading it. David, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Have a great week.
You too. All righty. He's cool. He is just cool beans. Hey, there's nothing right now that should prevent you from looking into a mortgage. Don't say, I have nothing to put down. Guess what? Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank have programs for you if you don't have much to put down. Well, I've got some sketchy credit. Well, guess what? Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank can help lead you out of the credit morass and get you into home ownership. Going to be really critical at tax time to have that first mortgage deduction. And chances are, if you're renting decently, you can lower your monthly payment for housing by owning. So call him. Nobody will work harder to get you into a home than this man. Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number is 402-669. The number you really need to know is his, 409-9300.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It is 3:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to begin. We have some guests in the house with us. This is about the 56th time. And our thanks to Rick Clark from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for their support of a great group. They're very inspiring. And we'd like to welcome Thad. How do you pronounce that last name, my friend? Burson?
Burson, yeah.
Thad Burson. Colin Horn?
Horn, yes.
And Isabella Horn?
Yes.
Are you guys related somehow?
Yes.
Yes, I'm older. Her older brother.
Is he a good older brother?
Yes.
I have to tell you right now that I absolutely am not the smartest person in the room. First of all, there's Joey with his college education. And it looks like your teaching sponsor is here, so I know he's smarter than I am, and I didn't finish college. I have a feeling you guys will all have masters or PhDs at some point in your life. Gears Inc., that's your team name, and what's going on? What are you doing in this robot? Is it a competition?
Yes, it's a competition.
And when is this?
So we just had our previous competition, War Eagle Best, and that was October 20th?
Eagle Best?
Yes.
Yeah, War Eagle Best. It was up in Opelika at Opelika High School,
mm-hmm.
Where we competed with other schools and groups with our robot. We advanced to the regional championship, which will be in December.
It's kind of funny. I am many years removed from high school, but I remember the look of kids I knew were far smarter than I was, and I see that here. It's almost a little intimidating, to be honest with you. What did you create for this event?
So there's several different portions of the competition. I'm in charge of the engineering process and robot, so they give us a game that we have to compete in, and we have 6 weeks to build a robot that can score the most amount of points in a 3-minute round.
And what are you working on?
This year for our theme, or for me, what I work on?
Whatever you want to talk about.
So this year's game is based off of cleaning up ocean pollution, mostly focused on plastics. And so our robot has to be able to traverse a simulated ocean gyre and cleaning up plastics and other pollutants in the water, while also judging currents and rescuing wildlife.
Where do you start with a project like that? Now, I take it this, we know that there's real issue with trash in the ocean. I'm not too sure that banning straws is going to bring an end to that. I'd like to see people become more responsible in their disposal. So, what did you create to approach this problem? What did you come up with?
So we start off the competition by looking at the problem, looking at the game, and what needs solved, the requirements we want our robot to meet. Mm-hmm. And then we go into a brainstorming phase where we have the engineering team come together and talk about ideas for our robot. And then we go and prototype the ideas and determine which one's the best, and finally we put it into the final robot.
So how do you physically create the robot? Where do you get the supplies? Who designs the blueprint?
So we're best, the competition that we compete in, they give us a kit that we're only allowed to use the parts they give us. So raw materials like sheets of metal and wood and PVC, and we're only allowed to use those materials. Mm-hmm. We have a shop that we work in, and we can cut the materials, manipulate them to build our robot.
It's amazing stuff. Isabella, what is your role in all this?
Well, I am the spirit rep, and I also designed much of the booth.
So may I ask the two of you about your families? Like, are your parents, or you have ancestors that did this kind of work? I come from a long line of bowling teams, so this is a perfect gig for me. But actually, I had a grandfather who got a degree in architecture from the University of Hamburg in Germany. He designed buildings that are still standing in downtown Chicago. I did not inherit his gift for math, but I got a sister who's a nuclear physicist at Livermore, California. My sister can blow up your sister because she knows how to make an atomic weapon. She could do it. I mean, she told us that long ago. All I need is the stuff. Not that she had that desire, but that's where she played. I had a brother who was a doctor. So here I am. I'll be working for the rest of my life, talking politics and things like that. But I'm always interested in, you know, who inspired you? Who? Let me go around the room. We'll start with you. Who was your inspiration? Who do you look up to?
I'm not sure,
could
actually.
Be, it doesn't have to be a famous person. It could be a family member. How about your brother?
Well, I mean, I look up to my sister.
That's great. Okay.
She was actually Olivia, and she was on the show 2 years ago for robotics.
Wow, this is a family tradition. The Horn family has some real brains. How about you?
Well, I think my inspiration would probably be my dad. As a kid, he always really wanted to be an architect. That didn't end up happening. He went into the military. But his brilliance and his ability to problem solve really inspires me to go and learn how to do that and be what he is.
You know, one of the interesting things, I'm not trying to get political here, but one of the if you recall the hearing for Judge Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. one of the most meaningful parts of that whole thing for me was when he talked about his father, because he had a diary for the entire year that was in question during that hearing, and he got choked up when he was talking about his dad teaching him the importance of keeping a diary. And it's always inspiring to me, and I'm sure to our listeners, to hear that we have people your age, I'm guessing 16, 17?
16 for me.
Yeah, I'm 14.
I'm 14 as well.
I am so humiliated. I am so humiliated. Oh my goodness. Help me. I feel like I need counseling. Not counseling, I need a tutor to get through the rest of the interview. You attend the Eastwood Cornerstone School?
So our team is made up of people from three different places. We have some representatives from Cornerstone Classical Christian Academy, which is where my sister and I go. Mm-hmm. And in the past, when we were coming up with our team name when we first entered the competition, we had people from Eastwood Christian School, which is another local Christian school, and then now the majority of our team is made up of local homeschoolers.
That's interesting. A lot, because homeschooling has become a bigger and bigger thing every year I've been living here in Montgomery. Let me ask you each about dreams. Now, I will say this. I knew when I was a kid, I wanted somewhere in the media. It would change. I wanted to be a weatherman like Rich Thomas, or I wanted to be a sports guy or a news anchor, and I ended up doing this. Where would you like to be in? First of all, I'd like to know what school you're hoping to attend for college and where you would like to be in 10 years.
Well, I would like to go to Auburn University and study interior design.
War Eagle!
That's the official War Eagle of this radio station, interior design. And, you know, I guess one of the things that will be necessary in years ahead in terms of design is making homes more modular and modernizing them and the homes of the future. How about you?
So I'd like to go to either Auburn University or Georgia Tech and study mechanical or materials engineering.
I hope you guys get scholarships. I really do. With brains like yours, you should not. You should get a... We need you in school to come out and change the world. And how about you?
I'm looking into going to UAH, which is the University of Alabama at Huntsville. And I'm considering going into either mechanical or structural engineering.
And long range, what kind of job appeals to you? You know,
A variance of jobs, really. There's quite a few different positions available. I've considered working on machinery. Also, I've considered looking at working with architects to create larger structures.
Well, I want to say this to the three of you. I appreciate you coming by. I think you inspire our listeners because we hear so much bad stuff in the news and kids who are... Stay focused. Do not give up what you have going on now. That much I can tell you with certainty. It's going to take you a long way and in good places for the rest of your life. It's going to serve you well. Follow that passion. That's the only thing I know that I can teach you. Otherwise, I think you guys would be teaching me things. Huntsville, by the way, that's an incredible city. And it's
Oh yes it is.
You'll fit right in there because I believe there are more PhDs per capita in Huntsville than any other city in America.
That sounds about right. They're the fastest growing tech city in America at the moment.
I'm hoping too. There's been a lot more interested in reviving the space program or looking into taking it in different directions. Our country gained so much from the race to the moon. I know that's ancient history to you, but I'll tell you, that was really exciting. I was about your age when we landed on the moon, and that was an amazing American moment to realize that we had done this. So there's probably going to be a parallel experience in your lives, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see the three of you having a role in it. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
I apologize. We had a little bit delay. We had an interview we had to reschedule from the election yesterday.
Okay.
But good luck and God bless you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Rick Clark, for bringing them to us. And anytime you guys got something going on or need something announced, you just let me know. Okay? It's 3:59 down to the Traffic Dungeon. Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No new accidents to report. They are still working with that one down in Lowndes County. Around the 163-mile marker on 65, nothing any closer to home. Everything's good on the interstate systems around the house. Nothing on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway to give you any trouble except